Well, howdy, everybody.
Well, howdy back right at you, Randy Escher. Folks, there's one side of our music we don't intend to forget. Randy Escher, known coast to coast, will be with you at 6:30, 7:45, and 12:30 each day to say in that grand, friendly way of his, howdy, folks. I'm glad to meet you here at Ranch 1080.
Oh, that's right, folks. We've been friends too long not to meet here at this new address, 1080 on your dial. And say, if there's anything you want to hear, why, doggone it, write me. I aim to answer every one of your requests. So long now. See you at 6:30 tomorrow morning.
No, that doesn't mean that Louisville radio and TV star Randy Escher is going to be appearing on Radio WKLO. That was a voice out of the past when a considerably younger Randy had dedicatory services for radio station WKLO, signing on the air 21 years ago this week. This is Bob Henry, and our Radio WKLO News special this morning goes back 21 years when WKLO came to Louisville.
This is the Radio WKLO Sunday News Special. Every Sunday morning, 30 minutes of discussion, controversy, in-depth reporting, community affairs. The Radio WKLO Sunday News Special.
Do you remember voices like Jerry Botorff, program director, D.C. Summerford, Brains, chief engineer, Charles Farmer, the farm director, Daryl Parks, the sports director, Stan Curtis, the DJ, announcer, and staff singer for the radio station, Skip Lehman, the studio orchestra director, Gene Close, with his close look at the news, Jack Everback, his staff announcer. These names, these voices, and Randy Escher all bring back memories. Then, if you recall those days, you're ready for what follows. I have before me a stack of 16-inch, 33 1/3 RPM, inside-out, lateral-cut transcriptions. The old-fashioned radio transcription, long before wire recorders or tape recorders or anything else, this was the, by transcription, that you heard in the old-day radios. It was 21 years ago this week, as a matter of fact, Thanksgiving Day, when radio station WKLO came into being. Maybe some of you remember how they said WKLO. Joe Eaton was the guiding light of radio WKLO in those days. Joe was general manager and part owner. Today, of course, he's going out as sheriff of Jefferson County. Back in those days, 1948, he was a veteran of 22 years in Louisville radio. The dedicatory program is the basis of our news special this morning, and then we're going to hear samples of some very familiar voices I'm sure you'll all remember. But 21 years ago, the transcriptions sounded like this.
It is a great pleasure for me today to transcribe this prayer. At the outset of the dedication of this splendid new station that will radio cast not only the programs that are arranged, but the messages that should come to you. Let us pray.
With the invocation given by Dr. Charles W. Welch, Pastor Emeritus of Louisville's Fourth Avenue Presbyterian Church, we open our dedicatory program. To welcome you in person is Mr. Joe Eaton, General Manager of WKLO, whose voice you first heard in Louisville radio 22 years ago. Mr. Eaton.
Today marks the culmination of a dream for me, and yet the beginning of it. Today at WKLO, we embark on a mission of trust, of service to you, our fellow citizens. We pledge the vast resources of our medium to your use, that we may be a source of comfort, of pleasure, of mutual trust in your home. That pledge is inherent in the names of the men who founded WKLO. They are known and respected in our city. I want to present them later in this program and have you meet the personalities whose integrated effort will produce the balance of programming we plan. that there may be enjoyment for mother, dad, and children, and granddad, too. I want more than anything else that WKLO may always be a welcome guest in your home. To all of you, I say,
WKLO.
And there, scratchy record and all, is the way it sounded when WKLO went on the air 21 years ago this Thanksgiving Day. The announcer was Jack Everback, a staff announcer for WKLO back in those days, and the voice, that of Joe Eaton, a veteran of Louisville radio, even back in 1948. How about J.O., the fabulous Jimmy Osborne, Jimmy Logsdon, Red Kirk, Tommy Downs, Pee Wee King, Red Stewart, Beecher Frank, Ed Calais, and names of similar luster, some still around, some long gone. Those are some of the things that we hope to recreate this morning as we journey back through the years to the year 1948.
Do we have a world traveler, linguist, and former newspaper man, Jean-Henri Clos, heard at 10 p.m. Here's the way he takes a close look at the news.
Tonight, the lights are burning brightly behind the cold stone walls of the Kremlin, that mystic citadel where the Russian leaders hide their political thoughts and military secrets. Tonight, Soviet Russia must decide on a new policy for Berlin. And so, good night and good morrow till 10 p.m., when we shall again take a close look at the news.
Nothing gives me greater pleasure than to present our own mayor, the Honorable Charles Farnsley. Come in, Charlie.
Thank you, Joe. The 20 years that I've known you, there's been no one of my acquaintance who has loved this community more, who we could depend on more when he told us he was for something or would do something. I welcome you both as an individual and on behalf of the city. Both you and the station, I feel very deeply that the service that this station can render to Louisville and our neighbors will continue through the years and will grow more important. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Charlie. I do appreciate your coming up and joining us tonight.
When this program was first aired, Charlie Farnsley was mayor of the city of Louisville 21 years ago. Also back in 1948, a young man had just been elected to Congress. His name was Thruston Morton, and Joe Eaton had him there for the WKLO sign-on.
Among the many distinguished guests present tonight is our own Thruston Morton. In calling Mr. Morton to the microphone, I'm going to ask that he, too, in turn, present our guest of honor, Lieutenant Governor Lawrence Weatherby. Representative Morton.
Thank you very much, Joe. I'd like to say that the responsibility of a radio station to the public is that like that of a physician to his private patient, like that of the health department to the entire community. In this dual role, a wise balance must be maintained between pure entertainment for the individual and the basic understanding of the community's cultural needs, plus the provision of special programming for minority groups who may enjoy certain types of music or other special types of programs. That you have such understanding is evident in the sympathetic treatment of your programming. We wish you well on behalf of this community. And now may I present our distinguished Lieutenant Governor, my good friend, the Honorable Lawrence Weatherby.
Thank you, Thurston. It is with regret that Governor Clement could not be with you tonight, Joe. But as you know, he has been forced to cancel all engagements due to his recent accident. The governor asked me to convey his warmest regards and the wish that WKLO may continue the tradition of service to our Commonwealth that you established so well during the 1937 flood. I have known many of your directors and you for many years. As you say, their integrity is a guarantee for an honorable and responsible voice on the airwaves. In the program schedule, you show a rare sense of the importance of fundamentals, the calm council of religion, represented by all faiths on your schedule, adequate market information for the predominant farm audience of Kentucky, the attention to state and local sporting events, and the factual comprehensive reporting of the news. All are there, together with the delightful music we have heard this day. They mark the maturity of thought which should make WKLO not only a welcome guest in every home, but an honored citizen of the Commonwealth. We greet you and wish you long life.
Thank you, Lieutenant Governor Weatherby. Thank you so much.
I just got to say this. You know, even back in 1948, 21 years ago when WKLO started, they emphasized the news. As a newsman today, I just had to get that in. And now down to the pure entertainment, ladies and gentlemen, back through the years to the fabulous J.O. We're going to dedicate this portion of the program to Norman Snyder, Roberta Bunnell, Kathleen Brown, and myself, the four horsemen of an era long gone.
Blue day and lonely night, my heart keeps crying just for you. Blue day and lonely night, I wonder if you have them too. The days are blue since you have gone. The nights are long and lonely too. You've left me here, I don't know why. Or you know I love only you. My heart keeps crying just for you. Blue day and lonely night, I wonder if you have them too. Can't go on all my life dreaming of you all the time. I've tried so hard, but it's no use. I can't get you off my mind. And lonely night, my heart keeps crying just for you. Blue day and lonely night, I wonder if you have them too.
Well, good neighbors, it's time to wind up the Osborne Opry. That is the first 15 minutes of it. We're going to have to take these records and transcriptions and put them aside. And in about a half hour, I'm going to be right back with more good old country music for you. I want you to stay tuned now for my good friend Bones. Bless his heart. Slim is about ready with some country music for you, and I know that you'll enjoy it. So y'all hang on, and I'll be back in just about 30 minutes with more country music on the Wednesday night edition of the Osborne Opry.
The Osborne Opry. If you can't say something good about somebody, then don't say it. Does that bring back memories? I don't want to make like a disc jockey, but as long as we're going back through the years, let's listen to a record that our own Roberta Bunnell helped to write. And I'm sure you remember the fabulous Pee-wee King and Red Stewart era on WKLO. Let's recreate that right now.
Never mind the farewell speeches now that we are through.
Never mind that you decided I was not for you. You'll find a lot of others who care as much as I, and who can say whose fault it was that we must say goodbye. You'll never mind the memories that may come back someday. You'll never mind the rapture we lost along the way. Darling, come to think of it, it all turned out just fine. For through it all, I seem to know that you were never mine.
And, of course, the never-to-be-forgotten smooth voice of Red Kirk.
Go away, Satan, let me be. Why don't you quit tempting me with bright eyes, breathless sighs, and your golden curls? Go away, Satan, take your red. Satan, Satan, stop your baiting. The one I love is home waiting. She means more to me than all this world. Go away, Satan, take your red lip, girl. I'm on the fire, burning with a wild desire to give in, let you in. My heart is in a whirl. Go away, Satan, take your red lip, girl. Go away, Satan, I've been told all that glitters can't be gold. 1 hour in your power would really end my world. Go away, Satan, take your red lip, girl. Satan, Satan, stop your baiting. The one I love is home awaiting. She means more to me than all this world. Go away, Satan, take your red lip, girl.
Boy, it takes me back if it doesn't take you back. There were the voices through the years on WKLO, Dave Brockman, Ginger Callahan, Bob Rourke, and this real friendly voice.
Well, howdy, everybody. This is Marty Robbins. Sure hope you're enjoying the Bones Henry Show here on WKLO. Old Bones comes your way every night, Monday through Saturday, with some of your favorite past and present country hits.
That's not the voice that I had in mind. I was referring to the fellow that was later called the morning mayor of Louisville, my buddy, Tommy Down.
Thanks, Bones. You know it's always a pleasure being on your show, and I want you to know I appreciate it, boy. I appreciate it. You got me now, boy, but I'll get you tonight at midnight. Thank you.
Oh, the memories. You remember the smiling Irishman? You remember Mr. Variety? You remember Wilson Hatcher with the 4th Street Auto Program? We broadcast from all over this part of the country, I guess. Remember how Red Kirk used to broadcast from the basement of his home out in Prairie Village every morning? And there was this fella who had such a good voice and such an unusually close voice to the late, great Hank Williams that he was actually tested for the part of Hank Williams in the movie The Hank Williams Story. You remember Jimmy Logsdon?
Tonight I'm gonna track my baby down. I gotta swim all over town. I'm gonna look until she's found. Tell my baby to hurry home. I'm so lonesome since she's gone. I can't stand it all alone.
Now, please, you longtime listeners of WKLO, don't get mad at me if I don't happen to have played your favorite. These are just some that were out of my own personal library that I found to bring along, to bring you some memories today. They're more than anything else, they're just meant to be samples of what was in the past 21 years on Radio WKLO. You can't help but be proud to be a part of an operation that has been this successful. The voices from long, long ago, the voices of Charlie Farmer, the voices of Jack Everback and Gene Close, the voice of our friend Joe Eaton, who's still with us, and Jimmy Osborne and Jimmy Logsdon and Red Kirk and Tommy Downs and Pee Wee King and Red Stewart and Beecher Frank and on and on and on and on. And what an honor it's been to have been a friend and a fellow worker with illustrious names and people like that. Really, in that program that started WKLO out 21 years ago, our friend Joe Eaton put it real well when, in signing off that dedicatory broadcast of Thanksgiving 1948, he summed up what he wanted to do for WKLO in the future.
We reserve this niche for you, our listeners. In the parade of personalities, some are prone to forget you, your likes, hopes, fears, joy, and sadness. Let this be my personal word to you. That will never happen at WKLO. My home is among you. This is our community. May we then dedicate this inaugural program to you, each one of you there on the other side of this microphone. Without you, we are as naught. With you, WKLO becomes a fellow citizen.
Words to live by, words we hope we have lived by through the years. That dedicatory program wound up 21 years ago, Thanksgiving Day.
This has been the WKLO dedicatory program presented from the studios of WKLO in the Henry Clay Hotel, Louisville. The program was written by Gene Close and produced by Jerry Bahorf. Music was by Skip Lehman and the orchestra. Vocals by Marianne, Stan Curtis, and the Bluegrass Blade. Now, this is your host, Joe Eaton, saying to all our friends and neighbors at 1080, not goodbye, but au revoir.
From the past to the present and to the future. And the gentleman who can best describe that is our current general manager, the boss, Ernie Gudridge.
Thank you, Bob. When you begin talking about the past and talking about our age, I'm reminded of what is a really an old joke about the lady who was asked her age, and she said she was 29. She would have been 35, only she was sick for 6 years. WKLO is somewhat in that predicament. We should have been 28 years old, but because of some international hostilities called World War II, the beginning of WKLO was delayed for 7 years. In our field, in the communications field, we really don't look at birthdays as being terribly significant, except for the fact that we do have a lot of heritage in our business of radio broadcasting, and you are hearing some of it this morning. There's a great deal in the entire broadcasting field in 50 years of radio broadcasting, and we're proud of this heritage, and it does mean something to us. It has effect on what we do today, because heritage in itself is a communication from the past to the present. That brings us right up to now, and that's where we stay in the radio broadcasting field, or try to stay. We really begin each day as though it was a brand new day and as though we were one day old. And this is the way we look at our broadcasting business, because this is the way we can best serve the public, by concentrating on today. So when we look at the future, we really don't look that far ahead to the future, because we're just doing our best to try to keep up with the present. We try to be current. This keeps us quite young. We're just one day old today.
Thank you, Mr. Ernie Gudridge, General Manager of Radio WKLO today. We've gone from the first General Manager to the present one, and in between, to pick out some of the illustrious moments of the 21 years that elapsed from the time that Joe Eaton signed on that new radio station in Louisville until the very moment that you hear my voice this morning. For that is what radio is all about, my friends. Not only is it one day old today, it's one moment old this moment. That's something that no one can duplicate. The instantaneous "this is now" of radio. And all of us here at Radio WKLO, past, present, and future, are proud and happy to be a part of history, if only for a fleeting moment of it. Gee, in closing my eyes, I can see again all the big news stories of the past 21 years, the big stories of yesterday, the election of a new mayor and county judge to lead us in the future. What's going to happen today? What's going to happen tomorrow? Whatever happens, you can hear it on Radio WKLO as it happens, while it happens. For whatever else radio is today, it is the now sound. For
for all of the voices of the past, let's go back 21 years just one more time. Let's go back to the prayer Dr. Charles W. Welch, the pastor emeritus of the 4th Avenue Presbyterian Church, offered as that new radio station first went on the air.
Let us pray. Our dear Father God, we thank thee today for all thy blessings and benedictions. We thank thee for thyself and for all those with whom thou hast given us a place in the world to cooperate with thee. So we thank thee for this new station and for all those who are associated with it, and for the privileges thou art giving us through this wondrous mystery of cooperating in bringing other men as well as ourselves nearer to thy heart. We thank thee then for all thy blessings that we ask of thee today for those whom we love and all those everywhere who are dependent upon for direction. In the name of our Lord, the Christ. Amen.
This is Bob Henry. Good morning.
The Radio WKLO Sunday News Special, a community affairs presentation of Radio WKLO News, which is solely responsible for its content. The Sunday News Special, presented every Sunday morning at 8:30 on Radio WKLO, AM and FM, Louisville, Kentucky.